Lopez Laminato.
Hi, is it Savannah or is it Mark?
This is Savannah.
Hi, Savannah. It's Laura with Local Splash. How are you?
Hi. I'm going to let you talk to Mark, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Mark. Yes. It's Laura.
Hey, how you doing? So, I want to terminate whatever's going on. I would like a refund.
Okay. And can, I mean, what is going on? What are your concerns? What are the issues?
There's nothing going on. That's what the issue is. I gave my money to some homeless person.
Well, it's not nothing's going on at all, right? So we have been working on your account. I don't know if you've taken a look at, you know, your dashboard, all that, but we have your website that has already been going. Your ads just started as well.
They sent a picture of some stupid-ass fucking thing that it looks like a two-year-old made.
The website?
Yes. I don't like it at all. I like my money back. But I'm very busy here, Savannah.
So, okay. Hi, Savannah.
Hello.
Hi. So, when it comes to the refund, so like I said, say in the beginning, we can cancel your service at any time. So your setup fee, the $99, that is absolutely, we cannot do anything about that because we had to purchase the domain on the website. If there's an issue with the website, I mean, we can always fix it. It's just you guys have to communicate with us. But if you want to cancel the service, that's fine. But we can't refund the full $249 because we already started Facebook ads. We already started part of the programming. So, I'm sorry?
We paid $350. $250.
You paid $348. That included the $249 for the month and the $99 setup fee. So the setup fee, again, that's, we can't do anything about the setup fee because we had to purchase the domain. That, you know, that's, we can't do anything about that. So the $249, since we already started running Facebook ads and those cost money and started some of the programming, we can refund you half of that amount.
Your Facebook ads actually caused our account to get restricted and the hackers got on there. Like, I have a shit ton of spam on there.
So those are things that you got to reach out to us so we can fix it for you. Whatever issue is going on, those are things that we will fix for you, but you got to communicate what's going on with going on.
Yeah,
just
we just talked about it.
Uh-huh. Sorry, go ahead.
Just keep going. We just found out about it today. Like, it just got hacked and restricted.
That's really weird that that happened. I don't know what's going on that end. I mean, here's the thing. If you continue with our service, I mean, those are things we're going to figure out and fix for you. But if you're looking to cancel the service outright, I mean, I want to help you guys out as much as I can. It's just.
I understand. I appreciate it, but he does not want to continue.
Okay, that's fine. Again, we can cancel, but we can only refund half of the amount of the $249 since we've already started the ads and all of the programming and all of that stuff. So I can get that refunded to you today. You should see it in your account depending on how long it takes on your end. So what we will refund is $124 with a 50 cents. Okay?
All right. He'll probably call you back just for a heads up.
Well, it called back for...
Because he's not going to be happy about the 124.
I mean, we started, I get it, but I mean, we started the work already, and that's why I was saying, I mean, if he wants us to fix his issues, we can fix them.
Some of the work that we're done, I did it better with my stuff. My logos and my business cards, so it's just disappointing.
So that's why I was trying to ask him, what exactly is it that he didn't like? So, I mean, we can fix it. It's just you got to communicate with us. How are we going to fix something if you guys don't tell us? Does that make sense? I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, Sam, but he doesn't want to communicate or continue. That's why he isn't reaching out.
Okay. Well, again, I mean, with the refund, as I did mention, there's already work that's been done. So, I mean, when he signed the terms and conditions as well, I mean, all of that's on there on what we're going to do. So when it comes to the refund, when it comes to the month.
I don't remember him signing anything.
Yeah, yeah, the terms and conditions, they were signed when we started the service. So it, they're signed on your guys' end. He types in his name. It goes over what we're going to do. It goes over, it outlines everything that we said. And again, the cancellation terms on there, you know, you get to cancel at any time. All of that's in writing, so we didn't have like any type of miscommunication. When we did also the voice verification, when we processed the sale, it tells you on the recorded line that it's also non-refundable. So, I mean, we want to help you out, again, as much as we can. So, I mean, what we, you know, there's still time left on your month, so we can refund you that. But the work that we already put in, unfortunately, I mean, it's work that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I mean, do you want me to process that 50% off, or how? I mean, I just want to do everything the way you guys want it done.
50%. Anything is better than nothing.
Okay, I'll process that right now, and that'll be done today, so you'll see it. No, typically it's 3 to 5 days. It's your bank institution. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right, thank you, Savannah. You guys have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.